Toni Storm is taking center stage next week at Grand Slam against Saraya. All that and more right here on Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Happy Wednesday. You know what that means. You are here on Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
On the planet.
Planet. And it's your Dynamite Dolls. We're here both together. Didn't get the jersey memo. I'm a little upset. We could have been twinsies.
Sorry.
I got our boys on, though. So.
You do. You do. That's us. Still us.
It is still us. We'll talk about them later. But
how are you?
I know. Well, we sent you good vibes. I hope you felt it this weekend.
I felt them. I felt everything. Thank you guys so much. I know I've been scarce on Twitter and scarcely around. And, you know, I'm trying to get back slowly but surely. But I am doing okay. How are you?
I'm tired. Told you. Yeah. But, you know, it's cool. Adulting. Let's get into it. You know what we got to do, though, first?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's like an echo. Medium?
Sure, yeah.
How do you feel? Mild?
Yeah, mild, medium. Not bad. Little spicy moments, but, you know, not. It was good. It was pretty okay. It's pretty okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Don't regret it. This was our night. We were going to hear from Jericho and Sammy. Don Callis and Takeshita were going to reveal their next masterpiece. Number three, because we all forgot there were two other ones. Hangman versus Brian Cage. Moxley versus Big Bill for the International Championship. And the four-way for next week's Grand Slam Women's Championship match. There we go. Those are words I just said. Britt, Sheeta, Nyla, Toni. And, of course, in the finals of the men's side for the World Championship next week, Roderick Strong and His Excellency Samoa Joe. Not a lot going in. But I think you've made the observation, when it looks light, we're going to get some stuff.
Definitely.
And we got some stuff. This is how we opened. We can only open with international championships, apparently. Keeping the tradition alive.
Apparently.
That's fine. You know, just get the bill out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Good match. Decent match. I don't recall when Mox started bleeding. Does anybody? I just looked up.
There was blood. I don't.
I don't.
I don't even know that I try to follow anymore because.
Yeah, that bleeds. He didn't bleed Saturday.
He bleeds if you cough on him. Like, come on.
I guess I was hoping for forks today. We didn't see it.
Thank God.
I just thought, you know, for my birthday week, you know.
Maybe so.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll get into Saturday. Yeah. You know, pretty good match. But of course, Ricky on the sidelines.
Right.
Trying to help his boy. But Brian says, nah, not today. Him and his braids come down. Knock out Ricky in the silk shirt. And this ending, though, mwah, the tap out, Ricky. Gorgeous. I hate it, but it was great.
It was great.
And he broke Ricky's pearls.
He did.
He will have to pay for that.
He will. He will be fined heavily.
Literally clutching his pearls is how he walked out of that match. Mox retains. This isn't how we wanted this to go. We didn't want Mox and, I mean, Brian and Ricky to keep going, but here we are.
Yeah.
Fine.
Whatever.
We get into this mess. Roddy backstage with his Kingdom Boys preparing for his match. Adam comes out in a Brochacho for Life shirt. Can we get those?
No.
Dang it. yeah, you know, same old, same old. Roddy's gonna win the championship. Adam's torn. That's about it. That's all I got from this. We get BCC backstage. We find out Saturday we're gonna get a little tag team match. We're gonna get Bill and Ricky versus Brian and Claudio. Yes. And then, of course, Rey Fénix comes in because he's got beef with Mox because he wants that international championship. So he comes in, gets escorted out. We are left with Claudio and Eddie. And shout out to my dude, Al Scoops.
Always getting the scoops, man.
He's always getting the scoops. Battle the Ls. This?
So random.
It was so random.
I looked up and I was like,
sure.
Whatever makes you feel good.
You know, he didn't wrestle, and I'm glad for that, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Renee with Hook asking about his championship win. OC comes in's like, why are you so angry? You have a title. You won. Like, I used to have a title.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Like, is this a Gen Z thing? Am I old?
I think it's a Gen Z thing. Ugh. Sorry. Sorry, babes.
Lily, we're old. I'm old.
Join Lily.
But he's like, yeah, you're a really good champion, though. And then OC's like, you're a good champion.
And bro chachoing it up.
He's real sad. But he's also real tired, like he told Renee. He's so tired.
Yeah.
I will be adding that gif because that is a mood.
It really is.
Our four-way happened.
It did.
Everyone looked great. Love seeing Nyla on my TV.
Beautiful gowns. Beautiful.
Everyone. Yes. The match? I felt like we were going somewhere and then we got cut off abruptly. And then there was a little bit of awkwardness.
Right.
You know, Britt and Sheeta still be having beef. They're accidentally hitting people into each other. We knew. This is exactly how we thought this was going to go.
I think so.
Like, you know. Tony wins.
And it was the... And walk off for me. The drama.
Theater.
Theater. Okay.
I have a stop. It was also the moment where she was not in the ring at first, still in her full robe. Everyone gets.
Sitting on the side like this?
Yes. And then she goes in the center and Nyla behind her. And Excalibur, which is why Excalibur gave me the idea for this title, because he said she took center stage. I said, good job, Excalibur.
Hilarious. You
understood the assignment.
The assignment, okay. Tony is winning me over with this gimmick. I really, really enjoy it.
It's so good and so silly and fun.
Yes.
Only Tony could make this work. If you said, hey, just be a weird 50s Hollywood starlet, no one could pull this off.
And there was the sign in the crowd that said, watch out for the shoe.
Yeah, also, they did make the shirt, but it doesn't say watch out for the shoe.
Oh, man.
That was the best part, AEW. The best part. Fix it. But it's official. Saraya versus Tony next week. Grand Slam.
Where is Grand Slam at?
New York. Aisha okay. will be there.
That stadium.
It's Arthur Ashe. It's the tennis stadium.
It's looking a little familiar, but continue. Like, now I know you ain't coming to Dallas, and I didn't know.
Imagine, that's so rude. They would never.
I would have been pissed.
We get thoughts from Champ Saraya right after this is announced.
Understood, Eddie.
I'm out of the football. That's all, you guys.
Hey, I love the foosball.
You could have that. Ruby, the new dark hair. No more green.
Yeah, she took it out.
They're both wearing all black, too. No green.
Right. Well, but they've all been wearing black. And no green. Baby, Renee was making that paycheck today, okay? Me, too. I love Ruby's hair. Black.
Yeah, it looks, it's so good. The makeup? 10 out of 10.
My sister was like, why is one so pale and the other one weird? And I was like, that's just their thing.
Weird. Yeah, you're right. But she's like, oh, we are so proud of you. Oh my gosh, you won. Congratulations. You did it without us.
Girl, bye.
She's bye. Like,
hopefully Tony takes the title off of her and we're done with this.
We'll see.
It's not Saraya's makeup. She purposely keeps herself very pale. Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right, Eddie. Wasting no time, but we'll get to it.
Yes. But yeah, she has a lot to say. Outcasts are done. She's had some knocks and censors. She's crazy. Just big accusations thrown around at somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what if Tony's just been playing this up?
It just shows me that she don't need him.
She never really did.
Never did.
Sammy, this is so long. Why was this so long? Why did we get a video package? Why did we get the... Why? they talk about their match, their brothers. They're going to fight. They're going to move on. They're going to go to win championships together. And Jericho's whatever. Like, I handpicked you all these years ago. Blah, blah, blah.
This me.
That's fair. They really could have. Really. Jericho was stumbling over words at one point, and Jericho really doesn't fumble words.
Sammy go be a father. Jesus Christ. He has to work. They gotta pay bills.
Yo, she can't wrestle right now.
Lord.
I don't think the vlog can bring in that much income.
Not like the wrestling can.
Jeez. Yeah, this is gonna implode next week.
I hope so. I'm over it.
Please, I'm sick of it.
I'm done with it. Yeah, and double done. Double done.
This is from last week with MJF after he hurt his neck. Doctors say he can't be here this week. But he'll be fine for Grand Slam next week. And then he does a little Steiner math about how he's going to win.
MJ. A little?
Well.
That man was like the first geometry teacher I've ever taken.
It's kind of like.
Not over. Why is it still going?
It was still going. It's kind of how my brain feels when I have had to take math classes. Just like, I don't know.
Child. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to be. Child, get that off my screen. She literally was just standing there like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, she should have just walked off. She should have been like, okay, bye. She didn't need to be there. Mm-mm. Paige versus Cage.
Worst person, but best part of the show.
It's true.
For me. This was for me.
This was. Nana in that fire suit.
I mean, the green was giving.
It was great. This match was really great. I hate giving Brian Cage props. We all know this. We hate it.
He's good, though. He's
in the ring, but I absolutely don't want to hear him talk.
Oh, no. For
so sure. Boring. But I, you know what? In the ring, it's crazy how much better he's gotten.
I don't think anybody knew but those two. And Tony.
They showed me a flashback, and I went, oh, yeah. Because maybe we all just blocked out 2021.
I think so.
I don't remember. This is great. But we go. Hangman's about to get that buckshot after a 619 or area code, whatever they refer to it as.
Child.
Swerve comes out. Distraction. Of course he was going to come out. But Hangman still wins.
He had to fight for his life, though.
He really did. And afterwards, we get a little promo. Hangman. You know, Hangman, I love you. With the disrespect to Nana, he's an actual prince. Don't call him the Burger King crown.
That was disrespectful.
It was too far, sir. Don't. Can handle a lot, but not that one.
Right.
It's fine. But Swerve's like, all right, let's go. But I'm going to make the rules of when we fight. And he says, Wrestle Dream, my hometown, Seattle. Hangman gets a little beat down.
Hangman gets a big beat down.
He does. Bucks come out, save the day.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It was not good for Nana.
Yeah.
Nana was feeling real good, right?
He was deep into it. Deep.
Feeling it. Get a little rushing it. Into it. And then, Sorry. Hate to see it.
Sorry.
Really hate to see that.
Hate to see it. He is my absolute favorite thing about this match. Prince Nana and his foolishness literally gets me through the day.
Also, Hangman's nameplate today said does not swerve when he drives.
And does not
him so much for that.
And I think it's very accurate and very safe to say that that is true.
It's official. Hangman, Swerve, Wrestle Dream, October 1st. Shenanigans afoot now that the Young Bucks are involved.
Oh, yeah. Shenanigans are definitely afoot.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
of shenanigans. Danny Garcia talking to Renee saying, why are you keep asking about Jericho and Sammy? Why aren't you worried about me? I got people dancing, doing my dance at football games. I am viral. Like, hello? What about me? Don Callis rolls up.
He's not wrong. I saw it. And I said, did that man just hit the Danny Garcia? Wow.
Listen. Danny Garcia will take over the world. I need the Nana to hit it. Like, come on, people.
X. Both.
Do it. Internet, do your job.
He is Big Matt. He is.
Well, he's like the forgotten, like, middle child in this divorce.
I mean, he wasn't forgotten on the promo. They mentioned him on the promo today.
True. But Don shows up and's like, hey, we're building a great utopian family. We're like, you worry about yourself, but we got you. You know, it's going to be perfect. Come join us. Mm-hmm. And all Garcia does is dance away.
Dance away.
Just dance away. You know, you got to hit the dance. But Don didn't get it. He's like, that's money. And walks towards him. Like,
okay.
He don't want you.
Follow the hips, I guess.
Well, he's Canadian. He doesn't understand the hips.
You know what?
Did I miss the masterpiece? Oh my God, I totally did.
You hold your damn horses.
You guys, I totally missed the... Okay, sorry. I don't know what happened. I had photos of the masterpiece. I totally I totally missed it. So let's just hold on. Wow, I really did that. I'm tired this day, you know. Don, earlier in the show, revealed his masterpiece that him and Takeshka will be going for the heart of Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi.
After saying that there's something greater than the ace of the company, which is the alpha, and naming Takeshka said alpha of the company. Better than Inoki is what he said.
He really said that. Like,
hell, there's a special place in hell.
Sir, you're just saying things now.
The Lulu. The Lulu.
Big time.
Not in a good way.
But the painting? My soul.
Terrible.
I knew it, though. I knew it. I said, oh, no. Kota.
He did say that.
Oh, yeah, that. Mm. He did say that. I tried to block that out of.
I did too. I tried to.
That was unnecessary.
Pew.
Yeah. So that was that. Because I forgot. Sorry, guys.
You're doing great, baby.
You know, it's a little here. This was unannounced. Darby, Nick Wayne versus Cool Hand Ange and Daddy Magic. Anna Jay was still with them.
Yeah. Looking cute. Looks like they're a cute little three piece, no biscuit. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Christian comes out on commentary. I just think this could have been a different match.
Very much so.
I just don't understand. And we'll talk about this later when we preview Rampage. This time, if you added a match, you cut 5 minutes from Sammy and Jericho.
Right.
Instead of putting a promo or even keeping the promo of Jade from Saturday, why wouldn't you put Jade right here?
Ciao.
I mean, that's what I would do. I would put Jade versus one of the Renegades or both. Quick, hello, I'm back. Squish, squish. Chris comes out. Done.
Sorry. Because we're getting something.
I mean, we're getting something. Wait till after, guys. But that's what I would have done because this was cute. It was fine, but I've seen this 300 times.
Yeah.
I've seen Darby and Nick win. Fine. Mm-hmm. Cool. Great. Christian challenges them for next week at Grand Slam. Okay. Could have put this on Rampage. She could have switched it up.
Right.
Collision. I don't know. But that's what do I know? What do I know? If I'm wrong, tell me in the comments. And our main event. Joe, Roddy, in that freaking neck brace. Stanky.
Stanky.
Disgusting.
Nasty.
It's exactly what we thought.
Joe yeah.
comes out, not in the red. But it's just says light murder shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Brody, as gross as ever, with the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kingdom does get involved.
They do, but it's not enough.
It's not enough. Three of them? One Joe? No. Not enough. We're getting MJF versus Joe next week. Pretends to be shocked. I got worried because I looked at the time. I was like, we got about 6 minutes left.
Right.
Shenanigans were afoot.
They were.
You know, Adam comes out trying to help Roddy. Then all of a sudden, Roddy just collapses. Because his neck is too much. If it was too much, Roddy, you shouldn't have been in the match.
That.
And the kingdom are like, stay away, Adam. And Adam's worried. Gets stretchered off.
He was worried about the wrong thing.
He really was, because gotta look behind you. Joe took Adam to night-night, took him to sleep.
To Sleepy Town.
He tells MJF to the cameras, like, I'm taking everything from you, taking that title. Mm-hmm. This is how we ended it.
It is. How we ended it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always like seeing Joe just be Joe.
Of course.
I mean, Adam, like...
Joe standing tall, I'm always a happy camper.
Adam, I like you, but like... Sorry.
Right.
So sorry. This drama is, I don't know. Please end next week. Already. Also, Roddy going on the stretcher. Adam! Stop.
Stop.
I can't. And the way he fell, I could not. Also, somebody pointed out this is the same arena where Hangman got his injury. So gross.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't have done that one.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Again, what do I know? I'm just a girl.
Just a girl.
But hang on tight, because we got a lot of big matches for Rampage, Collision. we'll get into it. So hang on tight. Listen to the real TK, our TK. Tell you where you can watch all the shows right here on Women's Wrestling Talk.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Thanks, TK. That's where you can watch all our shows. Don't forget, Thursdays are Rising Sun Rundown. Sundays, Sizzling Sundays with us, your Collision crew, and our girl Aisha. You know where to find us.
That's it.
Let's get into Rampage. We got a big night. We're going to get the acclaimed Daddy Ass. They're going to be in action. Well, just the acclaimed. Chris Daniels is the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And a match, me.
It's a Ring of Honor match.
Lucha Bros, Hardys.
I don't know what's going on here, but everybody we love is on the same side, so we'll take it.
Yes, this is the ultimate like four-way. Like, hello, I didn't even know when I put the shirt on.
We will take it. Thank you.
Very into this.
Very much.
It will
so.
Be the first day of Latinx Hispanic Heritage Month, so shout out to the Lucha Bros for that one. Versus Butcher the Blade, my boys. And then Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. So that's the only problem.
Yeah.
Would have almost been perfect if my boy Kip was in this.
He'll be ringside, I'm sure. The candlestick maker will be there.
Yeah, this will be fun. This will be exciting. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect, perfect four-way. Brothers, I'm so excited.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, there's that.
Yep. TBS champion Chris Statlander versus Jade for the title on Rampage.
Yep. Yep.
What?
Yeah, we'll take it. Thanks.
I mean, yeah. Something has to happen, right?
Yeah. For
this
sure.
Can't be just like clean, right?
No, definitely not. I don't know. Other than I think it's too early. That's all I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. What do I know? Just kid.
I mean, I'm happy to see them.
Right.
I just wish it was not then. Because on Sunday, we were just spitballing ideas. And we said, don't rush this. Do this at WrestleDream.
They said, no, thank you. You'll get it now and you'll like it.
I'm going to like it, but I'm going to complain.
Same.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I hope not for Chris's sake. Also, even for Jade's sake, because if you're going to win a championship, why would you do it on Rampage? And that's not disrespect.
Yeah. But she did a lot of her defenses on Rampage, so.
She did.
I don't know. We'll see, guys.
I don't know.
You know, we'll talk about it, though.
We'll have lots to say Sunday. I'm sure y'all will, too. Over on Collision, which happens to be my birthday, y'all, so
woo!
Hit me up if you want the Venmo Cash App, if you're feeling generous. For me, Brian Danielson, Claudio, versus Ricky and Big Bill, not the Big Bill, boo. This will be great. Also for me, because Tony said, happy birthday, Al, Iron Savages versus FTR.
Help.
It's gonna be so silly.
I'm over it already.
I'm sorry.
Fine. As long as you enjoyed it, it's your birthday, baby.
I'm gonna have a great time watching this.
That's all that matters.
So that's it. That's all we got. We'll do Grand Slam full predictions on Sunday. Also, I don't need to put up the card. We've been doing that for days now, so you know what's happening.
Right. But we do have something cool to announce.
Mm-hmm. We wish we had a drum roll.
I know.
Pretend there's a drum roll, guys. Boom.
We were nominated by Black Podcasting Awards for Best Podcast Network. So voting will go up soon. And we would love, love, love it if you guys would vote for us. I'm sure there's some other amazing people that are nominated in this category. We cannot wait to see who is nominated, but we work really hard here. And so it was nice. It was nice to know, nice to be noticed. And we would love you guys' vote if you guys could so spare it. So.
Yeah. Look at us. And so then, we got big things happening.
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Joseph. Yes! We're excited. We're pretty excited. We just got the news. Actually, during the show, we got the news.
Yeah, breaking news, guys.
Breaking news. So we're excited about it. Of course, you follow us on our socials. The post will go up with all the information on how to vote for us.
Mm-hmm. So that was a big day for us, for Dynamite.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor is going to be fun tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We got Rampage. We got Collision.
Be on its regular time tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything, so we should be fine for regular time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for everyone who hung out with me Friday or watched on Friday.
Appreciate
I know
you.
It was quick, but you know.
For sticking with my girl.
It's a weird time, I know, but we're going to always bring it to you when we can.
When we can. Yeah. Promise that.
So that's it. Don't forget, website. We got interviews with Saraya and Jade. You can check those out. Articles, website, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Keep checking us. It's the fall, you know. Big things are still happening around here.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you Sunday. You know where to find us. Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk. The number one women's wrestling show on the planet.